So that's the younger brother. And they celebrate, for there is more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over the 99. But then we come to the older brother. The older brother is the good kid. The older brother is the one that's always done everything right. The older brother is the one that has followed his father's orders. But when you look at how he talks to his dad, you see, he's really not that much different from his younger brother. He's really only seeking after the inheritance too. He's just more patient. He can wait for his father to die. Yeah, I'll get it eventually. But he's just more patient. He doesn't really understand the father's love any better than the younger son does. The older son, the older brother, he's seeking out what is for himself as well. And as he hears that his younger brother, who he probably was glad to have out of the house, as he hears that he's back and now they're celebrating, the anger, the resentment, the unforgiveness that he holds. Now the father could stand in the house and say, well, when he's good and ready, he can come in. Or he could even go out and say, you know, you stay out here until your attitude changes. When your attitude changes, come on in. But rather, he begs his son, come, rejoice with me. Come into the house. Come back into my heart. Can't you see how much I love you both? But this older son, he refuses to go in. It's an interesting thing what unforgiveness does to us, what resentment does to us, how bitterness forms us, or rather malforms us. That if we were to stand at the gates of heaven when we die and look through those pearly gates and see inside some person that we can't stand, maybe it's someone that hurt you or your children even, maybe it's a politician that you just didn't agree with your whole life and couldn't stand. Maybe it's Saddam Hussein or some other terrorist. But if they repented at their last moment and they were in heaven, if you were to look through the gates of heaven and see whoever that person is that you can't stand most in the world, would you go in? Knowing that, you know, in heaven, it's not like we can say, well, yeah, I'll go into heaven. They can be on that side. I'll be on that side. Doesn't work that way in heaven. We're in communion with everyone. You have to be in communion even with the person you can't stand. If you said, I refuse to go in and be in communion with that person, it's not that God is condemning us to hell. We're refusing to go into his joy. We're saying, I'd rather have hell than that. Do you see how twisted unforgiveness is? Bitterness, resentment. This is why Jesus so often speaks about it and says, you got to stop it unless you forgive from your heart. Because he knows it destroys our life with God. This unforgiveness is, as the French would say, a crotte sur cœur. It's crud on the heart that destroys our relationships. And Jesus says, as I have forgiven, I beg you, forgive others. Think about that. Who in your life do you most need to forgive? Maybe it's someone, as I mentioned earlier, who hurt you, or maybe hurt someone you love. Maybe you have to forgive God for a way that you perceive that he worked in your life and it didn't seem to be truly good and loving. Maybe you have to forgive yourself. I know that's something that took me a long time to be able to do. And it's something I'm constantly working on. Sometimes forgiving ourselves is the hardest thing to do. God knows all of our sin, all of our suffering, and He is so willing to forgive us. Will we not forgive ourselves as well and be merciful to ourselves as God is merciful?